弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In Jesus Christ, I share the Bible with you.
我们教会从星期三开始读经，开始读以赛亚书。
Starting from Wednesday, according to a Bible reading schedule, we are reading the book of Isaiah.
所以接下去有超过两个月的时间呢，我们要再一次的详细来研读以赛亚书。
So for the next 2 months, we will be reading the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书有66章。
There are 66 chapters.
它被称作缩小版的圣经。
And they said that this is a condensed version of the Bible.
因为它第一部分从第一章到39章。
For the first section from chapter 1 to 39.
它的信息就好像旧约圣经一样。
The message is just like the Old Testament.
那第二部分从第40章开始到66章。
And the second portion is starting from chapter 40 to 66.
一共有27章，类似像新约圣经的信息。
And these 27 chapters record a similar message as that is recorded in the New Testament.
第一部分一直在强调神他对选民的责备。
And so the first section talks about God's rebuke. Towards his people.
谈到神对犯罪的百姓的审判。
And his judgment and punishment towards his people.
但是第二部分就开始谈神的安慰。
But the second portion talks about God's comfort.
预言神对百姓的救赎跟他的救恩。
And it prophesies God's salvation for his people.
也预言了神的仆人即将来到。
And it also prophesies about how the servant of God will come.
所以以赛亚书第二部分从40章开始，类似像旧约的福音书一样。
And so, the second portion of Isaiah is just like a gospel message in the Old Testament.
但预言主耶稣基督他的来到。
It prophesies about the coming of Jesus Christ.
所以以赛亚书是旧约圣经里除了诗篇之外被新约引用最多的书卷。
And so the book of Isaiah has been quoted the most apart from Psalm.
除了新约引用最多是诗篇的经文。
And so the New Testament uses a lot of the verses from Psalm.
第二多的就是以赛亚书。
And the second most quoted is Isaiah.
所以以赛亚书他谈到主耶稣基督的救恩非常的明显。
So the book of Isaiah talks very clearly about the salvation of God.
主耶稣基督是神的仆人，更是在以赛亚书53章从第40章开始一连有四个地方在提到神的仆人出现。
Starting from chapter 40, there are four recordings of Jesus Christ as a servant.
那所以以赛亚书以赛亚他这个名字的意思就是主神是拯救的意思。
So the meaning of the name Isaiah means that God saves.
那以赛亚本身其实是乌西亚王的堂兄弟的。
And Isaiah is actually a cousin of King Uzziah.
所以他实际上是在王宫里面当先知的。
And even though he was a prophet in the palace.
所以第一章的第一节开始就说明以赛亚他这个人的背景。
Starting from chapter 1, verse 1, it talks about his background.
他说当乌西亚王约坦亚哈斯西西家做犹大王的时候亚摩士的儿子以赛亚得默示论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
Verse 1, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Gotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
所以他经历了四个王的朝代。
And so he lived through the reign of four kings.
那乌西亚王他是大概在公元前740年的时候死掉的。
And Uzziah passed away around 740 AD.
BC. 那可是在乌西亚死了之前呢，以赛亚已经被召当先知了。
But before he passed away, Isaiah was already a prophet.
所以一般在研究圣经的学者呢，认为以赛亚先知呢，应该大概从750年的时候740年左右的时候就开始被召。
And so Bible scholars think that Isaiah was called starting from 740 BC.
一直工作到西西家王当王的时候。
Until the time of King Hezekiah.
所以他当先知的时间超过50年。
So he was prophet for more than 50 years.
那以赛亚先知啊，他传讲了许多信息呢，对当代人来说啊，事实上是不容易明白的。
So the message that prophet Isaiah preached was not easy to understand for the people at the time.
因为当他在传讲信息的时候，以色列国还没有亡。
Because at the time when he was talking about this message, the Israel kingdom had not perished yet.
那犹大国要灭亡，要一百多年之后的事情。
And Judah was to perish 100 years later.
可是他当时候已经在预言犹大国会灭亡了。
By the time he was already prophesying the perish of the kingdom of Judah.
那神的帐幕要被建立，再重新被建立。
And how God's city will want to be reestablished.
所以当时候以赛亚先知的信息呢，事实上是要用用心去听才听得明白的。
And so only those who listen very carefully could understand the message.
那我们今天晚上呢，来从以赛亚书第一章呢来看神对百姓的一个邀请。
And so in Isaiah chapter 1 today, we will study an invitation from God to his people.
我们看第一章第十八节。
If you look at chapter 1 verse 18,
第一章十八节，神说：“你们来，我们彼此辩论。你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白。”所以红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
Verse 18, Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
第十九节，你们若甘心听从，就必吃地上的美物；若不听从，反倒悖逆，必被刀剑吞灭。这是神亲口说的。
Verse 19, If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. 20, But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
所以第十八节呢，这是神对百姓邀请说，来，我们来一起来谈一谈一个问题。
And so in verse 18, here the Lord invites his people to discuss a matter.
是说现在就要来。
And it is to come now.
所以我们中文圣经现在没有办法看出那个时态，其实他这个你们来，他的意思就是命令语气的，是命令口气的，说要大家都到他面前来，他要跟大家把事情讲清楚。
And so when he says come now, this is actually a command for all of them to gather before him so that he can talk to them clearly about such a matter.
那神所要跟百姓去辩论的，就是他们的罪现在像朱红那么深。
And what he wanted to discuss with them was that their sins were as red as scarlet.
但是即将变成像雪这样白。
But they will become white as snow.
所以神事实上是指出百姓的罪过。
And so God was to wash away their past.
他们要指出来，神是指出他们的罪很深重。
God wanted to point out how great their sins were.
那他们罪孽深重的原因，事实上是因为不听从神。
And the reason why their sins were so great was because they were disobedient towards God.
所以神他现在邀请百姓来辩论，看看他会怎么样来解决百姓的罪。
So here God wanted to talk to them about how he would solve the problem of their sins.
如果他们愿意听从神的话，会有什么结果？
And what would the result be if they were willing to listen to the word of God?
如果不愿意听从，又会有什么结局？
And what result will come if they refuse to listen to him?
那这一段话就是神亲口说的，就是神亲自跟他们这样子提出来，要他们去思想的。
And this was spoken from the mouth of the Lord, and he wanted them to hear this so that they could reflect upon it.
那这个是这个神说的对象，这是神的百姓。神他自己的儿女啊。
And the people he was talking to was his own sons and daughters.
所以其实就像一个做父亲的，他很慈爱的对他的儿女说，来，我们来谈谈一个问题。
Just as a father is very loving towards their children and say, come, let us discuss a matter.
那这些儿女其实是已经被这个做父亲的修理得很惨了。
And these children have already been punished by the father.
可是这个做儿女的他还没办法醒悟。
But the children, they are not able to realize their mistakes yet.
所以这个做父亲的，他现在把用一个很强烈的字眼叫他们说，坐下来好好的谈一谈。
And so the father is using very stern words to say, come now, sit down and let us discuss this.
那其实这个就像在要去法庭接受审判以前呢、哦，先在庭外和解一下，先把这个事情讲清楚，同意了就好了，就不用上法庭去接受法官的审判了。
And that is like when you have a mediator before you go to court to solve the problem, so you don't have to appear before a judge in court.
所以以赛亚书第一章一开头的时候，就指出当时候神对他所爱的百姓和何等失望。
And so Isaiah chapter 1 talks about how God was disappointed in his people.
可是那个时代，我们如果想一想，当时候的百姓，南国北国虽然他们是分开，可是其实在北国那个时代。是耶罗伯安第二世的时候，是国家很强的时候。
And so if we think about how the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom were divided, actually at that time, the northern kingdom was very strong.
哦，那时候国家事实上百姓生活得很好。
And the people at that time actually lived very good lives.
那南国呢？当时候其实像乌西亚王、约坦呢、啊、这几个王呢、啊，他们后来啊把国家治理得不错。
And under the reign of King Uzziah and Jotham, the southern kingdom was actually very good too.
可是那个时候，神却透过以赛亚先知跟他们提出一个很让他们很震惊的宣告。
By the time through prophet Isaiah, God wanted him to proclaim a very serious message.
那就是第二节说：“天啊，要听；地啊，要侧耳听，因为神说：我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。”
Verse 2, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
哦，这个就，你看，当时候神呼天唤地的要这些他所栽培的这些百姓来听听看他的心声呢。
And so at that time, God was calling all heavens and earth to hear what he wanted to say.
那这也提出了神跟他的百姓的关系。
And this also mentions the relationship he had with his children.
这个关系就像父子一样的。
And that was between a father and their children.
哦，所以神说我养育儿女，把他们养大，但是他们竟背逆我。
So God said, I have nourished and brought up children, but they have rebelled against me.
也就是说，这做儿女的他不懂得这个父亲的心呢。
And that is to say that the children do not understand the heart of the father.
那所以啊，对父亲所讲的、所管教的，基本上。都是用悖逆的态度 去 做相反的事情。
And so they have rebelled against what the father had told them and had commanded them to do.
那时候神用牛跟驴这些动物认识主人的这个特质来对比百姓对他是多么那样的残忍。
And so at that time, God used the characteristic of the ox and the donkey, knowing their master and owner, to see how Israel treated him.
哦，所以第三节说人牛认识主人哦，驴认识主人的槽，但以色列却不认识啊，我的民却不留意。
Verse 3, the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider.
哦，所以感觉上人呢、哦，在这个情况下，连动物都不如了。
And so the people under these circumstances, they weren't even like the animals.
那这些啊，神辛辛苦苦养大的儿女啊，他们其实是啊，因着神的恩典才有啊一个国家可以建立啊。
And these children that God had raised and brought up, it was under God's grace that they were able to establish their kingdom.
他们是神辛苦的从埃及领出来的百姓啊。
God had delivered them out of Egypt.
他们本来是圣洁的种类、啊、是神圣洁的子民。
And they were a holy nation that God had chosen.
如果我们看第四节
If you look at verse 4,
第四节一开始说哎呀犯罪的国民、啊、担着罪孽的百姓行恶的种类败坏的儿女他们离弃神藐视以色列的圣者与他生疏往后退步。
Verse 4, Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel, they have turned away backward.
那一开始的时候，这个描述啊，这个哎呀，这个字眼其实就是一种啊哀哉哈、啊、祸灾啊，这个惊叹号啊，它是一个形容词。
The expression alas is kind of like woe.
那这个就是当时候、啊、先知、啊、他提出了、啊、听到神的这样讲 的一个心声之后，他提出了、这个百姓他们真正的问题。
And so here the prophet mentions the real problem of the people.
就是他们从、悖逆神开始呢，就最后从这个本来蒙爱的百姓成为犯罪的国民。
And so they started from their rebellion from a nation that was loved to a sinful nation.
你看这里第四节对这些选民的描述是非常的负面的。
And here in verse 4 it quotes a lot of negative things when it describes the
chosen people. 他们是犯罪的国民，是担罪孽的百姓。
They're a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity.
是行恶的种类。
A brood of evildoers.
是败坏的儿女。
Corruptors.
这真的是没有一项 是好的。
None of this is good.
那这些描述其实 是后面才变这样，一开始这些百姓在神眼中不是这样的一个身份呢。
These descriptions came later on. In the beginning, this was not the status the people had before God.
如果我们看生命记第十四章啊。
If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 14.
生命记十四章啊。
Deuteronomy chapter 14.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节说，因为你归主你神为圣洁的民，神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
Verse 2, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself.
这是在、摩西五经里面、特别是在出埃及记以后，一直在描述神的百姓的用语、
And it uses this to describe the people of God a lot during、the time of the five books of Moses.、
从出埃及记、民数记、利未记到生命记都一直这样子描述。
Starting from Exodus to Leviticus to Numbers to Deuteronomy, it describes his people like this.
都是说他们是神特别从万民中分别出来的圣洁的民。
It says that these people have been separated and they have been chosen.
神选择他们要做自己的百姓。
God has chosen these people to be his people.
那神要做他们的父，他们要成为神的、儿子。
And God shall be their father, and they should be his children.
那所以神就给他们很多的、生活上应该注意的事项。
And so God gave them a lot of reminders in their lives.
可是现在在以赛亚的时代，现在他们变成犯罪的国民，是败坏的儿女了。
But now in the time of Isaiah, they become a sinful nation and corrupt children.
为什么会这样？
How did this come?
是因为他们离弃了神。
It is because they have forsaken God.
因为他们藐视以色列的圣者，藐视神的圣洁。
And they have despised his holiness.
他们特别跟神生疏，往后退步。
And they have turned backward and away from God.
我们就看到这个神的选民呢，一直以来的问题就是他们悖逆神，不愿意听神的话。
And so the problem was that they were rebellious against God. They did not want to listen to his word.
那他们时常选择的道路是跟神疏远的路线。
And so this actually led them to be very foreign and a stranger to God.
他们从跟神疏远，其实意思是说他们跟这个当时候的社会，他们周遭的这些外邦人是很亲密的。
And so once they were far from God, that meant they were very close to the Gentiles and the people that they lived amongst.
其实这样的一个现象跟我们今天的时代也很像啊。
And it is actually very similar to this. The environment that we live in today.
我们今天本来被神所选召的、这些、主的百姓、
Today we are people who have been chosen and called by God.
如果我们选择、跟这个世界很亲密的时候
，But if we choose to be very close to this world,
通常我们的结果就是会跟神疏远。
Then the result is that we will be far from God.
因为我们一个人的生命有限，时间有限。
Because we are limited in our time.
当我们花很多时间在这个社会里面去参与各种活动，跟很多人在 交往 在做朋友的时候，
When we build relationships and friendships in society,
通常我们就会发现我们没有时间来敬拜神。
Then we will realize that we do not have time to come worship God.
我们所走的路线其实 是会渐渐的偏离神要我们所走的方向。
And the path that we walk on will deviate from the path that God wants us to walk on.
这当中的一个直接 的结果就是我们会渐渐跟神的圣洁疏远了。
And the direct result is that we will be far from the holiness of God.
因为这个世界 的走向是、趋向败坏的。
Because the world is corrupt.
不管是他的言语表达，或者是他的穿着，到他的那个思想观念，都跟神越走越远。
Whether it be in concepts, in word, or in attire, this is different from God.
那我们的价值观念，渐渐的，我们发现这个世界所公认的跟圣经的真理越来越差越多。
And we will realize that worldly values are very different from what is recorded in the Bible.
以前觉得是罪的，现在已经不见得是罪了。
Before what we consider sin, now we no longer consider a sin.
以前觉得是很羞耻的事，现在反而觉得很光荣。
Some things that we thought were very shameful before, now we take glory in it.
哦，所以我们就看到，当一个人跟世界渐渐一直很紧密结合的时候，其实最后就是会离开神的圣洁。
And so we realize that once one person is very close to the world, they will depart from the Holy One of Israel.
那时候你看，其实神他是很内心是很焦急的，很着急的。
And so God, he was very alarmed in his heart.
因为他的儿女们所走的路线是跟他所要求的相反。
Because the children, his children were walking a path that was the opposite of what he wanted them to walk on.
他们不留意神的心意，也不认识神要他们走的路。
They did not consider the ways of the Lord, and they did not walk in his way.
他们当时候其实表现在神眼中比牛跟驴都还不如了。
And they were not even like ox and donkey in the eyes of God.
那这个就看到说，其实神他历代以来对这些他所爱的百姓，用各种方法，实际上要他们回转。
And so we see that God used numerous methods for His people to return to Him.
所以当百姓犯罪的时候，通常神都会处罚。
So when they sinned, then God would punish them.
如果看第五节哦。
If we look at verse 5,
你们为什么屡次悖逆，还要受责打吗？你们已经满头疼痛，全身发昏了。
Verse 5, why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart.
第六节说，从脚掌到头顶，没有一处完全的，尽是伤口、青肿、以心打的伤痕，都没有收口，没有缠裹，也没有用膏滋润。
But the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and purifying sores. They have not been closed or bound up with soothed ointment.
所以从第五节跟第六节这描述，当时候百姓其实他们屡次被神处罚。
And so from verse 5 to 6, you see that the people were punished by God.
也就是说，当他们要跟神疏远的时候，神就用一些手段要把他们带回来。
And so when they departed from God, God would use numerous methods to bring them back.
神责打他们实际上是出于爱，要他们回头。
And God strike them out of love so that they would turn back.
已经旧的伤痕、新的伤痕，这样打到全身都没有一处完整的。
And old wounds and new wounds, there was not a place in the body that was closed up.
那这个就在说明说，当时候百姓的悖逆是到了一个什么程度了。
And so we can see the extent of the rebellion.
那其实这个就是这个在说明这个神呢，真的是出于爱，所以不得不管教这些他的百姓。
So you see that God punished His people out of love.
所以希伯来书第十二章啊。
If you turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章就特别这样子说。
Hebrews chapter 12 records.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
希伯来书十二章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9.
再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
Verse 9. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we pay them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father spirits and live?
第十节，生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Verse 10, for they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for a prophet that we may be partakers of his holiness.
这里就提到这个神管教他的儿子是因为爱，因为这些儿女是他生的。
And here it says that God, he chastened his people out of love because he bore these children.
他把我们从万民中分出来。
And he has called these people out to be separate.
就是要我们在他的圣洁上有份。
And so that we have part in His holiness.
所以我们的生命可以彰显出神的性情来。
So in our lives, we can show the nature of God.
所以管教本身就是 为了他们让他们回头。
And so he chastened them so that they would return to him.
那这个就是你看神用尽各种方法。
So God used numerous methods.
结果呢，哎，百姓当时候他们都没有得到教训。
By that time, the people did not receive their teaching.
他们其实已经是满头疼痛，全心发昏了。
And even though they were covered with wounds,
表示说实际上是受到很严厉的 责打了。
That means that they were punished very severely.
可是他们竟然是一直硬心到底，不会想要回头。
But their hearts were hardened to the end, and they did not want to return.
到最后，你看神他只能够用最极端的手段了。
And so at the end, God had to use the ultimate way.
好，所以第一章的第七节到第九节。
Which is recorded in verse 7 to 9.
就说明神不得不让他们被攻打，然后最后被掳到外邦去。
And which was that they will be attacked and taken away to a different foreign land.
神让他们的地土荒凉，让他们的城邑被火焚烧。
And their land will be desolate and it will be burned with fire.
然后他们被掳到外邦去。
And they'll be taken to a foreign land.
所以第八节他就讲到，好像这个毁坏的葡萄园一样啊，被践踏。
And so verse 8 is like a trampled vineyard.
那最后他提到一个问题，就是第九节说，哎，神他最后要留下一些余种。
But in verse 9 it says that God will leave a remnant.
神处罚他们，让他们遭受痛苦，但是还不至于像索多玛、俄摩拉这样子全然被毁，没有一个存留。
He will punish them and they will suffer, but not to the extent of Sodom and Gomorrah where there was complete destruction.
那这里看到说那个罪的结局，如果不愿意听从神 的管教，最后会落到这个地步。
And so we see that this is the end result if you do not listen to God.
哦，所以你看神，他真的圣经说每天从早起来就差遣先知，不断的去呼喊百姓，要听神的话，要听神的话。
So the Bible records that early in the morning he would send his prophets to tell the people to listen to the word of God.
可是百姓就是不听。
But the people refused to listen.
好了，到最后。罪恶累积到没有办法挽回的地步的时候，就是全然毁坏。
In the end, when their sins had accumulated to a point of no return, the end result is destruction.
那这个时候，你看神说他把那个余数留下来。
But here it says that God had left a small remnant.
他把这个剩余的百姓存留，这是为了准备将来的复兴。
And he left the small remnant so that they could be revived in the future.
那从这里我们看到这个神的计划。
So we see God's plan.
神对他的百姓，他跟他们立约之后，他就持守这个约到底。
After he set a covenant with his people, he would keep it to the end.
所以神并没有把这一国的民全部把他杀光光，重新再立起另外一个国来。
So he did not completely destroy this nation and establish a new nation.
你看，从亚伯那个时代立约之后，一直到摩西带百姓出埃及，这个种种的这个神发怒的时候。神都没有把他们全然毁灭。
And we see that God never fully destroyed them, starting from the covenant He made with Abram to when Moses led the people out of Egypt.
一直到以赛亚那个时代。
Up to the time of Isaiah.
后来我们看整个历史，到甚至他们整个百姓的国度灭亡了之后。
And we see from history, even when the whole city and was destroyed.
神都还是留下了余种。
But God still left a remnant.
那这些被留下的人，就是要准备将来复兴用的。
And these remnants was for when he would revive them once.
要证实神是信实的。
To prove that God is faithful.
所以当时候这一段圣经在描述百姓他们是何等的悖逆。
And so here records how rebellious the people are.
那这些人最后的结局是什么？
And their end result.
那因为圣经他在记录的时候呢，他通常像第九节说哈。如果不是神给我们留下余种，我们早就像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子了。
Verse 9 says, "Unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been made like Gomorrah."
那索多玛、俄摩拉，我们都知道在创世纪里面，就是那个有硫磺火从天上降下来，把所有的一切都烧尽了。
And so we know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, how they were completely destroyed by fire from heaven.
那索多玛的罪恶也深重到让神极度厌恶。是 很大的罪恶。
And the sin that they had was great.
神不允许的罪。
And it was not acceptable to God.
所以接下去从第十节到第十五节。
So starting from verse 10 to 15.
我们就看到第十节是说你们这所多玛的官长啊要听神的话。
It says, you rulers of Sodom, you have to give ear to the law of God.
说你们这俄摩拉的百姓啊要侧耳听我们神的训诲。
You people of Gomorrah, you must listen to the law of God.
那这里用这个所多玛的官长俄摩拉的百姓来描述当时候的啊这个选民的国。
So use the rulers of Sodom and the people of Gomorrah to describe the people of Israel.
那其实表示当时候这些带领的人呢，他们其实也知道他们的罪有多大。
That is to say that the rulers of the time they knew how great their sins were.
当所多玛城要被毁灭的时候，他们其实连悔改的机会都没有了。
When Sodom was about to be destroyed, they had no chance to repent.
哦，所以那个时候，你看圣经特别描述，天使去把罗德拉出去了。
And so the Bible records that angel went to get Lot out of the city.
那这个天使去查看当时候所多玛城罪恶的情形的时候。
And when the angel went to examine the extent of the sin of this city of Sodom.
哦，从创世纪第十九章的描述，我们可以看出来。
From Genesis chapter 19, we can see.
那当时候那个整个城的罪恶有多深重呢？
How great the sin of the city was.
那可是那个时候，没有人会觉得说他们这样做是错的。
By the time, none of them thought what they were doing was wrong.
所以其实所多玛的官长他们以为他们很安全，做得很好。
The rulers of Sodom actually thought they were very safe. What they were doing was good.
可是当毁灭来的时候，他们就知道。他们已经错失了一个非常好的机会，就是前一天晚上那个天使来要警戒他们的时候。
But when destruction came, they knew that they had lost the opportunity, which was the night before when the angel came to warn them.
可是接下来呢，就是全城毁灭了。
And later on, all of them were destroyed.
所以现在神邀请说，哎，你们要听神的训诲。
And so here God says, you must listen to the word of the Lord.
好，第十一节神就说了。
In verse 11, God said,
那这就是当时候百姓他们的问题。
This is the problem of the people at that time.
表面上他们是有在听神的律法。
On the surface, they were keeping the laws of God.
但事实上在他们的心里面是离神很远的。
But in their hearts, they were far from God.
因为第十一节神说，你们所献的许多祭物跟我有什么关系啊？
Verse 11, God said, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me?
你们所献的这些燔祭啊，这些脂油啦，公羊的血啦，这些我都不喜悦。
And I do not delight in your burnt offerings and the fat of the fed cattle.
第十二节，你看神讲的更是明显。
And he says it even more clearly in verse 12.
他说：“你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些呢？使你们践踏我的宴宇呢
？”When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand to trample my courts？
啊，所以他们带礼物来啊，到圣殿去，神觉得说你们是来践踏我。
So even though they brought gifts to the temple, God felt that they were trampling his courts.
这些人宁可不要来。
He would rather they not come.
哦，所以第十三节神说，你不要再来献虚无的供物了。
So in verse 13, God said that bring no more of your futile sacrifices.
那这些你们所献的这些所守的节期献造大会，都是我憎恶的。
And all the festivals that you keep, this is an abomination to me.
第十三节特别说，做罪孽又守筵素会，我也不能容忍。
And he says, I cannot endure the sacred meeting.
哦，就是说又犯罪，可是同时又是啊照律法这样子，好像该做什么事的时间就照常来做，好像很敬虔。
So he cannot endure them in their sins and iniquity, and at the same time keeping the sacred meeting.
第十四节神说，我看到你们这样做，我心里面以为麻烦，我担当便不耐烦了。
And in verse 14, God says that my soul hates, and they are trouble to me, and I'm worried of bearing them.
第十五节神说，你们举手祷告，我遮眼不看，就是你们多多的祈祷，我也不听。
Verse 15, when you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you, even though you make many prayers, I will not hear.
为什么？因为你们的手满了杀人的血。
Why? Because your hands are full of blood.
那表示当时候这个信仰的这个实质是完全失落了。
At that time, they had lost all of their faith.
这一段在说明当时候百姓是表面上是有在照律法行。
And here, of course, the people on the surface, they were keeping the laws.
但其实他们是假冒为善的。
But they are actually hypocrites.
也就是说，他们只是 表面性的照律法的要求做该做的事。
And so on the surface, they were doing according to the law.
可是心里面是离神很远。
But in their hearts, they were very far from God.
那这当时候，你看神自己讲出了他的心，他的心情，为百姓这些表现的心态。
And so God told about how he felt about their doings.
基本上他们所献的供物，神完全是不再看的。
And God did not want to look at or accept their sacrifices.
再怎么样的祷告，神说他也不听了。
And even though they pray, God would not listen to them.
可是当时候这些百姓，他们其实还是很照规矩的，该出现的时候他们就出现哦。
But the people at that time, even they were very orderly in that when they should appear, they would appear.
这是让我们看到一个很大的提醒。
So this is a great reminder for all of us.
今天神所要的敬拜，实际上是从心里面拿出来的。
The worship that God desires is one that comes from our heart.
这是为什么主耶稣他会说，天父要人用心灵和诚实来拜他。
That is why Jesus said that true worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
神所看的是人的内心。
God looks at the heart of men.
不是真的表面上的这些供物。
And not at the surface.
但是也不是说这些表面上这些神讲的这些律法、节期、这些献祭的事不重要。
So he does not look at the sacrifices on the surface. It's not to say that they are not important.
因为这个是明明写在律法里面的。
Because these are recorded in the law.
但因为这些律法本身是要引导我们更亲近神。
But the law is to draw us closer to God.
要让我们懂得去反省我们自己。
So that we know to reflect upon ourselves.
看我们是跟神疏远的，还是跟神亲近的。
To see if we are close to God or if we are far from God.
那他的标准就是神的圣洁。
His standard is his holiness.
我们的心到底是在神面前可以坦然，可以看到神呢？
Can our hearts be open before God? Can we see God?
还是我们到神面前来，但是看不到神，因为这当中有一个黑云遮住了？
Or do we come before God but we cannot see him because there is a shadow that is blocking us?
所以圣经说，没有圣洁的人不能见神。
So the Bible records that those who are not holy cannot see God.
可是当时候这些百姓他们都来，拿祭物来到神面前，但他们没有看到神。
So these people that all brought the sacrifices before God, but they did not see God.
他们也是来献赎罪祭、献燔祭啊。
And they came to offer numerous sacrifices.
但是这些祭物神都不接纳。
But God did not want to accept any of them.
所以他们等于没有做一样。
And it is like they did not do it.
做了没有功效。
Because there was no effect to what they were doing.
为什么？
Why?
因为表面性的这些祭物，神其实他不喜悦。
Because these offerings on the surface, God did not delight.
神真正要的，第十六节这里所说的。
And what he wants is what is recorded in verse
16. 十六节、十七节，这是神他特别的要求。
This is what God requires of us in verse 16 and 17.
这不是新的东西，这是律法里面本来就这样讲的。
This is nothing new. This is already recorded in the law.
十六节说，你们要洗涤自洁。从我眼前除掉你们的恶行，止住作恶，学习行善，讲求公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
Verse 16, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. 17, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow.
你看他这里所提到的，其实是把神在律法里面的要求，把它实际行在把它做出来，做在周围的人身上而已。
And so what God requires is to act out the law.
他要我们从心里面去反省自己。
He wants us to examine ourselves in our hearts.
他说从神的眼中除掉恶行。
And to put away all evil before God's eyes.
这个恶行就是他违逆神的命令。
And this evil is when you rebel or against God.
就是说神要他们所做的事情真的要做的，内心要去做的没有做。
And so this means that what God wants them to do, they must do from their hearts.
他没有看到神要求的重点。
They did not see the main point of what God required of them.
所以虽然在献祭，但是一只手在献祭，另外一只手是在作恶。
So even though with one hand they were offering sacrifices to God, the other hand they were doing evil.
所以他们好像很对神很慷慨。
And it seemed like they were very generous towards God.
可是对神却是很残忍。
But they were very evil towards other men.
他们好像很乐意的照神的吩咐做。
It seemed that they were very willing to do according God to God's commandments.
可是心里面却在找机会去从别人、从这些弱势的人得到好处。
But in their hearts, they were trying to seek their own gain from others who were weak.
那所以神要说，要他们说，你要自洁，要洗涤。
And so that is why God says, wash yourselves.
所以信仰本身，我们就看到，其实在旧约时代，神就已经强调，内心真实的崇拜才是神所悦纳的。
And so starting from the Old Testament, we see that God has already emphasized that he wants us to worship from our hearts.
申命记第十章这样说。
If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 10.
申命记第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
以色列啊，现在主你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏主你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。遵守他的诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。
Verse 12, And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good.
第十六节说。
Verse 16.
所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉，不可以再应着景象。
16. Therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be stiff-necked no longer.
第十七节，因为主你的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱寄居的，赐给他衣食。
Verse 17, For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bride. 18, He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
他说你要敬畏主你的神，侍奉他，专靠他，也要指着他的名起誓。
Verse 20, You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name.
你看他这里律法里面特别重申神所要的是什么。
Here in the law it tells us about what God wants.
要真正的从心里面去敬畏神。
And that is to worship him from your heart.
那他说从我们要尽心尽性的去侍奉他，去爱神。
And to love him and serve him with all our heart and with all our soul.
要遵守他的诫命律例。
To keep his commandments and his statutes.
其实他的重点就是要总的去敬畏神，去怜爱人。
And so the main point is to fear God and to love man.
也是要能够持守住神的公义。
And to keep his justice.
是要有怜悯的。
And to have mercy.
那所以他其实强调的是要把这个律法的精神把它实际行出来。
And so this is to act out the essence of the law.
当时候神对他的百姓就是这样子要求，要他们悔改，要他们真的去实行律法的精神在日常生活当中。
So this is what the Lord required of them, for them to repent and to act out the law.
所以接下去以赛亚书，你看神跟百姓说，来，我们来辩论。
And so we see in Isaiah that he said to the people, come now, let us reason together.
他们现在的罪其实已经很深重。
And even though their sins were very great.
但其实是还有机会。
But there is still a chance.
我们就看到神他的怜悯就呈现在他其实一直给人有机会可以回头。
We see the mercy of God in that he gives men a lot of opportunities to return.
只要人愿意听从他的话。
As long as they are willing to heed his word,
就能够重新的再得到神的这个祝福了。
Then they can once again be blessed by God.
当时候百姓他们悖逆神让神很失望。
At the time, the people rebelled against God, and God was very disappointed in them.
离开了神的圣洁的同时，其实也是离开了公义。
And so when they departed from his holiness, they also departed from his righteousness.
所以从第二十一节开始呢。
So starting from verse 21.
你看，本来这个神的城，这个耶路撒冷西安是忠信的城，公义诚意是公义的。
And so we see before that the city of Jerusalem, the city of Zion, was actually a very righteous.
以前是公平公义居在其中的。
It was a very righteous and just city.
可是现在变成凶手所住的这个巢穴了。
But now it was made up of violent people.
那里面就是充满了罪恶。
And it was filled with sin.
所以最后神说。
So in the end, God said.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
主万军之神，以色列的圣者说。
Therefore, the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel.
他说：“哎呀，我要向我的对头雪恨，向我的敌人报仇。”
I will rid myself of my adversaries and take vengeance on my enemies.
那这个爱也是一样，用或在这个感叹词，在说明神当时候他要行要施行的审判。
So this awe was also an exclamation of woe that God will execute His judgment on the people.
那神的对头是谁？就是违背神心意的人。
And two are the adversaries of God, those who rebel against Him.
这些神的敌人就是他不愿意听从神的话的人。
And his enemies are those who are unwilling to listen to his word.
他说我要反手加在你的身上，这就是神的刑罚。
And he says, I will turn my hand against you. That means that he would punish them.
然后要炼净你的杂质，要除净你的杂质。
He says, thoroughly purge away your dross and take away all your alloy.
也就是说神他要再一次的把百姓的罪恶除掉。
That is that God will once again take away their sins.
神事实上是有办法的。
And he has a way.
因为他目的就是要让他的百姓能够越来越接近他的圣洁。
And the purpose is for his people to come closer and closer to his holiness.
所以当时候，你看，其实神他再一次的让百姓看到一个希望。
And so here we see that God once again gave his people hope.
神要透过先知所传讲的信息，让他们经历苦难之后，能够把杂质除掉，能够更越来越亲近神。
And so we see that through the message of the prophet, through their suffering, that he would take away the impurity so that they can come closer to God.
那这个也就是神他给人邀请，他也是给我们的恩典。
And this is God's invitation. This is also His grace.
如果我们听到神这样在跟我们邀请的时候，我们愿不愿意接受神的邀请呢？
If we hear this invitation from God today, are we willing to accept it?
我们如果看以赛亚书三十章。
If we turn to Isaiah chapter 30,
以赛亚书三十章
Isaiah chapter 30,
三十章第十五节
Verse 15,
三十章十五节，主神以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静止不肯。
Verse 15, for thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not.
你看这里这一句话，他的那个对神的描述，主神以色列的圣者曾这样说。
Here it says that the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel says.
跟第一章的二十四节说，主万军的神以色列的大能者说，很类似。
It's very similar to what is recorded in chapter 1, verse 24, the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel.
其实这样的对神的称呼，其实在强调这位全能的神，他必然会执行他的审判。
And so to call God that he is the mighty one, that he will execute his punishment.
那你看对他所要执行 的这个审判是这么样的确定，可是同时呢，神也对他所要施行的恩典非常的肯定。
So we are sure of his judgment and punishment, but we are also sure of his grace.
你们得救在乎归回安息，得力在乎平静安稳。
In returning and rest, you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
当时候的百姓他们不肯。
At the time, the people were.
他们不听，他们只要走自己的路。
They would not listen. They wanted to walk in their own path.
所以最后呢，其实他们是受苦。
So in the end, they suffered.
可是我们今天在看历史，我们如果是有智慧的人就会得到教训。
But from history, if we look at history, a person who is wise will learn this teaching.
其实神他要我们回头。
We know that God wants us to return.
他要借着在我们生活当中所遭遇的来炼净我们的杂质。
And so through what we encounter in lives, he wants to purge us of our impurities.
其实目的就是要让我们愿意爱他，来听从他。
And he wants us to love him, to listen to his commandments.
有时候我们其实在信仰的过程当中，有时候会落入一个盲点，我们会自己认为我们已经很爱神了。
Sometimes in the process of our faith, we might have a blind spot, and that is that we think that we love God.
我们小丽不知道我们弟兄姐妹有没有在看教会的出版的刊物。
I'm not sure if you read any church publications.
比如说我们英文的有《玛瑙》杂志。
For example, we have the English Manna magazine.
最近的这一期《玛瑙》杂志里面看了一篇见证。
Recently, I read a testimony in the most recent Manna.
那这篇见证是在瓜地马拉一位 Eric 弟兄他所写的。
And this testimony was written by a brother Eric in Guatemala.
那他曾经在南加州这边停留一段时间。
Before he lived in Southern California for a period of time.
那他也曾经在我们南加州这方应该在尔湾教会做过见证。
And he also testified at Irvine Church.
那他这一期的玛雅杂志就在他就在见证神怎么让他看到他自己属灵灵性的盲点。
And so in this issue of the manna, he was talking about how God allowed him to see his spiritual blind spot.
这是一篇 很长的见证，他述说他怎么从不认识神的外邦人是一个天主教徒，最后能够成为真耶稣教会的信徒。
And so it's a very long testimony that talks about how he came from a Catholic who did not know God to become a Christian.
我们在座如果看不懂英文的人，如果我们家人如果看得懂的，一定要把这样的一些美好的见证呢，彼此分享。
And so if you do not know how to read English, you should ask your family members who can to share this testimony with you.
那同样的，我们每一个月的圣灵月刊也都刊载了很多很美好的见证。
At the same time, our monthly Holy Spirit monthly also has a lot of wonderful testimonies.
我们青年大部分看不懂中文的。
And for our youth who cannot read Chinese,
我们不能够把教会的刊物所记载这美好的见证把它忽略掉。
We cannot neglect and overlook these wonderful testimonies.
请那些看得懂中文的人把这些见证讲给我们听。
We ask those who can read Chinese to tell us these testimonies.
其实我们弟兄姐妹在互相团契交通的时候，就是一个媒介。
And it is a wonderful thing if we are able to fellowship with one another.
一些见证，如果我们常常在讲，我们讲过之后，我们就会记住。
And if we talk about these testimonies, then we will remember them.
我们有时候会觉得说，传道怎么都会知道这么多见证。
Many times we think about how the pastor knows so many testimonies.
其实是因为传道者他在看，他也自己经历，也在讲。
It's because the pastor he looks at the testimonies and he also talks about the testimonies.
有些见证我们越讲会越感动。
And many times a lot of the testimonies, the more we talk about it, the more touched we are.
那 Eric 弟兄他的见证，他来信主之后，他神给赐给他一份很好的工作。
So Brother Eric, he testified that after he came to believe, God blessed him with a wonderful job.
这份工作让他觉得他很投入，他也很感谢神，有一份他很喜爱的工作，他做得非常的非常的尽心尽力。
And he enjoyed this job, and he thanked God, and then he put all of his effort into working.
但是渐渐的，他跟神疏远了。
But very soon he felt that he was drifting away from God.
他跟他太太的关系也越来越远了。
And his relationship with his wife was also.
可是他并不觉得他有问题。
But he didn't think that there was any problems.
他工作很累的结果是来教会聚会的时候是打瞌睡。
And he was very tired from his work, so when he came to church, he would fall asleep.
从头睡到尾，睡到要唱诗的时候醒过来。
And he would fall asleep from the beginning of the sermon to the end when people would sing hymns.
所以每一次聚会的时候，基本上都在睡觉。
So every time during service, he'd be taking a nap.
但是他还是都有来聚会啊。
But he still came to service.
可是慢慢他的心就已经不在这个道理上了。
But his heart was no longer in the truth.
他的太太一直提醒他，但是他都觉得没有关系。
His wife constantly reminded him, but he didn't think anything of it.
结果一直到有一次教会的灵布道会。
Until one time during the church spiritual convocation,
他基本上都是迟到的，来了就是睡觉。
Most of the time he would be late and he would just sleep through service.
在一次的灵恩布道会里面，他太太特别要求说，他一定要早早就来教会来领圣餐。
And so during one spiritual convocation, his wife said that he had to come early so that he can partake in the Holy Communion.
那太太有因为教会有服事先走了。
And because the wife had church duty, she left first.
结果这位弟兄呢就一直睡。
And this brother kept sleeping.
睡到已经圣餐都已经开始，他没出现。
And he slept until Holy Communion had started, and yet he had yet to appear.
那这个时候，这个太太打电话去了。
And so the wife called him.
就问他为什么没有来。
And asked him, "Where are you?"
他说我没有睡饱，很累，我没有办法去。
He says that I'm still very sleepy. I cannot go.
他觉得身体要睡眠充足，比去领圣餐还重要。
He felt that he needed to get enough sleep, and this was more important than going to church to receive Holy Communion.
所以他太太就很失望。
And so the wife was very disappointed.
他说那一天圣餐领完之后
，After Holy Communion that
day, 当天晚上，我们这位姐妹呢，带着她的护照。就自己跑到机场去要回家了，要回她的娘家去了。
The wife was very upset, and she took her passport and she wanted to return home.
到机场再跟她打个电话。
And when she went to the airport, that's when she called him.
我们这位弟兄就跟他的这个太太威胁。
And the brother, he threatened the wife.
他说你如果回去娘家，你就不要回来了。
That if you go back to your hometown, don't think about coming back.
我们这位弟兄呢，他觉得这个太太这样做实在是太没有道理。
And so the brother thought that the wife was very unreasonable.
我们可以这里面的细节，我们可以在玛雅杂志看得到。
And you can read about the details in the Mana magazine.
这位弟兄心里面想说，好了，现在太太回娘家去最好啊，刚好如果是神的旨意啊，刚好离婚。
And so the brother thought, okay, now that the wife has gone back to her hometown, if it is the will of God, then we will divorce.
那他可以再去找一个另外比较，他比较觉得适合的。
And then I can find a wife that I feel like is more suitable for me.
几天之后，他反而觉得说，哇，好像没有人在旁边念他，觉得很自由了。
And a few days later, without anyone nagging him, he felt that he was very free.
当他正在高兴的时候，有一天晚上，他说他睡得很好。
And as he was very happy and he slept very well.
一直到有一天晚上的半夜三点钟的时候。
Until one night around 3 a.m.
他又听到神在叫他。
He heard God calling him.
叫他的名字叫两次。
And God called his name twice.
他醒过来了。
And he woke up.
醒过来，然后就一灵里面直觉就是神在叫他。
And when he woke up in the spirit, he knew that God was calling him.
不是，他说不是在做梦，也不是看异象。
And he knew that he was not having a dream or seeing a vision.
是神真的用一个很严厉的声音在叫他的。
But rather that God was calling him with a very stern voice.
然后问他说：“你为什么要离开我？”
And God asked him, "Why have you left me?"
我们这位弟兄跟神回答说：“主啊，你知道我很爱你啊。”
And the brother said, "God, you know that I love you."
他跟神解释，他是怎么样为神付出。
He explained to God what he had sacrificed for him.
神就把他的话挡住，不要他讲下去了。
And God stopped him from talking.
他还要一直跟神辩解，说他到底多爱神。
But he wanted to defend himself and tell God how he had loved him.
但是神就一直问他说：“你为什么要离开我？”
But God kept asking, "Why have you left me?"
等到他听完神的这样子问话之后
，After he heard God question him,
那一天晚上他痛哭了。
He cried in sorrow that night.
他才看出来他自己的问题。
Because only then did he realize his problem.
因为他以为他跟神很亲近，他很爱神。
He thought that he was very close to God, that he had loved God.
但其实他整个心思意念都被这个社会，都跟着这个社会走了。
But his mind and his heart was actually going with the trends of the world.
他其实已经在走向跟神要走的路线相反的方向，他还不知道。
And he was walking in a way that was opposite of the way of God, and he did not even realize it.
所以当他神跟他讲了之后，他终于领悟了。
So when God told him this, then he woke up.
神所看的事实上是看他的内心。
And he knew that God saw his heart.
他真的没有心在敬拜神。
And that he was not using his heart to worship God.
他只是人去了。
And even though he physically went.
所以后来他经了这个神的这个呼叫之后。
So after he heard God's calling.
他就赶快去请他的太太回来了。
He asked his wife to come back.
那接下来他的信仰就开始转变。
And his faith took a turn.
他才看到他自己的问题。
He saw his own problem.
那这个就是圣经里面在以赛亚书这里所提到的。
It is what is recorded in the book of Isaiah.
第十九节说：“你们若甘心听从，必吃地上的美物。”
Verse 19: If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
当神在呼叫我们的时候
，When God is calling us，
或者是神在邀请我们要来听他的话的时候
，Or when He is inviting us to listen to His word，
我们若是愿意听从的。
If we are willing,
我们必然重新在我们的信仰上得到复兴。
If we are willing and obedient, then we will be revived in our faith.
我们的罪恶有机会被洁净。
And then our sins will have a chance to be cleansed.
我们一定可以重新得到神的救赎。
And we will once again, receive the salvation from God.
我们会重新再得到神他所要赐给我们应许给我们的福气。
We will once again receive His blessings.
所以你看神当时候给他的百姓这样的应许。
At the time, God had gave this promise to His people.
第一章二十六节
，Chapter 1 verse 26.
他说：“我要复还你的审判官像起初一样，复还你的谋士像起先一样，然后你就必称为公义之城，忠信之义。”
Verse 26: I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. After which, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city.
二十七节，西安必因公平得蒙救赎，其中归正的人必因公义得蒙救赎。
Zion shall be redeemed with justice, and her penitents with righteousness.
第二十八节，但悖逆的和犯罪的必一同败亡，离弃神的必至消灭。
28, the destruction of transgressors and of sinners shall be together, and those who forsake the Lord shall be consumed.
我们要听到神的声音。
We need to listen to the word of God.
神邀请我们。
To the voice of God, and he invites us.
我们回头。
To return.
真的从心里面来敬拜他。
And to worship him from our hearts.
因为神他不愿意恶人灭亡的。
Because God does not want sinners to perish.
我们最后来看以西结书第十八章。
Lastly, let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 28.
第十八章。
Chapter 18.
以西结书十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 18.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节，主神说：“恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的呢？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗
？”23. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live？
第三十节
，Verse 30.
所以主神说：“以色列家，我必按你们个人所行的审判你们，你们当回头离开所犯的一切罪过，这样罪孽必不使你们败亡。”
Verse 30, Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity would not be your ruin.
31节，你们要将所犯的一切罪过进行抛弃，制作一个新心和心灵。以色列家，你们何必死亡呢？
31, Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourself a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel?
32节，主神说：“我不喜悦那死人的死，所以你们当回头而存活。”
Verse 32, For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live.
神他是慈爱怜悯的神。
God is a loving and merciful God.
所以他邀请百姓来听他的信息。
So he invites the people to listen to his message.
就是要所有的人都能够离开罪恶，能够进入他的救恩里。
So that all of them can turn from their iniquities and sin and enter into salvation.
神要赐给我们一个新的心，新的灵。
God will give us a new heart and a new spirit.
这个灵就是公义的灵，焚烧的灵，要改变我们的。
This new spirit will be a spirit of righteousness that will turn us.
那是以赛亚书第四章的。
It is what is recorded in Isaiah chapter 4.
第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵要将锡安泥子的污秽洗去。
That God will wash away the filth of the daughters of Zion.
所以我们祈求
the spirit of judgment and burning.
圣灵来亲自带领我们。
So we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
这个新的心、新的灵，让我们能够听神的声音。
So that we have a new heart and a new spirit to listen to the voice of God.
我们愿意遵行神的话语。
And that we are willing to keep His word.
我们必然能够在生命身上被记名，被称为神的圣名。
So that our names will be recorded in the book of life.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
227首。
Let's sing him 227.